Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Audi's long range A3. The electric Range Rover is on schedule and NG to shutter EV box chargers. Plus stay tuned because later in the show, I'll tell you why Carlos Tavares, the boss of Stellantis, wants to be on the right side of history. Want to split £100? Well, you can if you move to Octopus Energy and use my referral code. You can help keep the lights on for me and a great welcome bonus for you. Let's split the £100 between us. If you click on the link in the show notes, that's my friends and family referral code. If you're moving to Octopus, you can use mine. It helps us both out. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information for Saturday, 19th of October. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. And welcome to a new podcast producer, Mark Field. Well, thank you, Mark, for signing up to be a new producer of the show. Really appreciate that. About a week or so ago, wasn't it, Mark? Thank you very much. Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free and save even more time. Be like Mark by clicking on a link in the show notes. Well, some news coming out about Apple and BYD's relationship. It was no secret that Apple were working on an autonomous car, an electric car, some sort of mobility project that was costing them, sinking about $1 billion a year. And some very experienced personnel, the likes of turned up in many other car makers these days since Apple shut down that project. But for a long time, they were incredibly serious about it. And we know how far they got with the battery because they collaborated with BYD. And it started in 2017 to make a battery system using lithium iron phosphate cells, which really no one was talking about in 2017, not until really 2021, maybe, when Tesla took a supply from CATL and a lot of the EV fans sort of sat up and went, oh, hang on, what's this? What's LFP, lithium iron phosphate? Well, yeah, we've been putting them in EV buses forever and it's very common, but really wasn't talked about very much. So back in 2017, it would have been very interesting. The partnership was all about Apple's electric vehicle, and the battery technology from the collaboration was specifically designed for Apple's potential vehicle. Apple engineers were focusing on the advanced battery design and thermal management. BYD were bringing their manufacturing expertise and innovations in the chemistry. While both companies declined to comment on the collaboration today, BYD said that their blade battery concept, which was independently developed by its engineers, holds full patent rights to it, nothing to do with Apple. Lots of people joined the dots and went, wow, BYD, and now have got their incredible Blade battery, LFP cells, and it's all thanks to Apple who funded it. Well, BYD say, no, it's not like that. Currently, the Blade battery system is used in all of BYD's batteries, and it benefits from, some would say, insights gained during the work with Apple and some of the money that would have made its way from Cupertino over to BYD. The partnership roots go all the way back to a decade ago, really, when Apple were looking at essential technologies for if they were going to make something in the vehicle space. BYD showcased some early prototypes of the Blade battery to the Apple executives, who were impressed with safety and energy storage. Apple requested changes to improve the driving range of the EV, and at the time, Apple was investigating various different battery types. Nickel, alkaline, was heavily invested in battery pack design. The goal was at the time to create a reliable long-range battery by combining all the best strength they could find out there. Now, it's really interesting little thing, that little bit of news that came out today, because for a long time, I always said I think Apple do really well in shiny consumer goods that are very expensive for what you pay. And I never thought that Apple should go into the car space, not because they wouldn't do it incredibly well, but because cars, in essence, are these kind of dirty working things. They are out on the road and they go through tires, which isn't that environmentally friendly. Can you imagine the first Apple car that was in an accident that maybe was on fire? So I understand why safety was top of their mind as well. But also, I just wouldn't move the Apple brand to cars, because very different things to what they make at the moment. And it was fascinating to see how much money they put into it and eventually decided, not right for us right now. But they must have learned a huge amount along the way. Reminds me very much in a similar way to the Dyson project as well. James Dyson, I forget the final amount they invested in their EV. They actually made it, didn't they? They made it, and I think it sits inside the reception of maybe their UK headquarters, and just said, look, we've got this far and we just can't make it for the price that we'd have to sell it for. So it's amazing when companies get that far and go, close, but not quite. Now, a company that is very close to getting their electric vehicle on the road is Jaguar Land Rover, preparing to release the all-electric version of their iconic Range Rover, now confirmed by the end of this year. There is an electric Range Rover Sport shortly after that, not at the same time. Prototypes of the Range Rover Electric have now been seen on the streets, and sightings of the Range Rover Sport electric prototype have now begun as well. But we think the official debut of the Sport comes next year. JLR plans to create two additional electric Range Rovers targeting the same segments as the Velar and the Evoque. A prototype of the electric SUV, similar in size to the Velar I told you about recently, possibly even three row, but that was very much my speculation. These electric vehicles are part of their updated EV plan, a Jaguar Land Rover. Four Range Rovers and two Jaguars. Now, we know that the I-Pace is... I thought the I-Pace was going out of production, or was out of production by Magna now, but it's possible the I-Pace has its last few builds between now and the end of the year. And then 2025 really will be the year of selling off I-Pace stock. Incidentally, some stunning deals on I-Paces. What do we have? An HSE spec one that was factory fresh, arrived with about 30 miles on it. And that was an incredible vehicle. And new ones of those are certainly a lot less than when do we have the HSE in the driveway for a period of time for review. That was a couple of years ago. But the new I-Paces are on great deals at the moment. It's clearly old technology in JLR's eyes, which is a real shame. But the new Jaguars will be coming. It'll be a sporty sedan. Jaguar also reportedly working on larger SUVs and a flagship sedan as well. Both the Range Rover Electric and the Range Rover Sport Electric on the MLA platform that the gas cars will use. And the electric version will have an 800-volt architecture for DC fast charging, all the usual stuff like over-the-air updates, and hopefully it will look exactly the same as a Range Rover. I think for that audience, as Mercedes learnt with their S-Class and the EQS, I think that client wants a car that looks exactly like the last four Range Rovers they bought or leased, and just tweaked style-wise to bring it into 2025, but that is probably it. The Velar and the Evoque will use a dedicated EMA EV platform. Right, let's talk about how cheap you can get an EV. What's the best EV deal you've seen? Well, this is a pretty good EV deal. So a quick 30 seconds on background. Here in the UK, we have a thing called salary sacrifice where you can rent, lease, if you like, pay monthly for an EV with insurance and everything included and servicing, all that kind of stuff. One payment, everything included. And it's called salary sacrifice. And because we have a thing called pay-as-you-earn, P-A-Y-E, where every month our tax... also, our national insurance for our health service, but our income tax gets taken off by our employer and paid by the employer to the government, Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs. And so we have a thing called salary sacrifice where you can actually have your car payment, if you're buying an EV, taken off before the tax calculation. So especially if you're a higher earner on 40% plus tax, then this is a very, very, very tax efficient way of getting a new electric vehicle. It does count as a fleet sale, by the way, not as a private sale, even though lots of individuals do it. And Octopus Electric Vehicles are now putting the Dacia Spring into their fleet for £195 a month on SalSac. So the first units are now arriving with Octopus. It's, of course, one of the cheapest EVs to buy, most affordable EV to buy in the UK before the Leap Motor T03 arrives, which has significantly better specs than the Dacia Spring base model for only about £1,000 more. And this new offer includes a home charger. They'll put a home charger in for you. Insurance, maintenance, Octopus Electroverse, sponsors of this podcast, of course. You got 850,000 charging stations in one card, one app, one map, and £195 a month. I think it's one of the best deals that I've seen, especially as we look around at the weekend with a bit more time to play around on the internet. £195 for a brand new car before they take that out of your... paycheck for tax purposes. I think that's very good. What is that on the Dacia Spring? That's a 26.8 kilowatt hour pack. That's a 7-inch display. That's 137 miles WLTP range. So look, not stunning, but look, if you need clean, reliable, new EV transport and that option is available to you, that's very, very good. Hey, many of my UK listeners, keep an eye on Rachel Reeves, our Chancellor of the Exchequer, and the budget at the end of the month in 10 days' time, because salary sacrifice and how EVs are bought looks like that could be under the microscope. We've had those whispers coming out, which is possibly that higher earners benefit more than others from salary sacrifice, and it could be one of those little perks of EV ownership that goes, are there any perks of EV ownership left? Honestly, the plug-in car grant got taken away by the last government. The new government might be scrapping salary sacrifice. Holy bazookas. That would be, well, I mean, it would destroy whole businesses at the stroke of a pen. Let's hope that that isn't even possibly floated as an idea. But there we go. We'll wait and see. Now, the revamped Audi A3 is now being introduced, and the specs are now being unveiled. And what I can tell you about this is that the A3 Sportback plug-in hybrid has an electric-only range of 88 miles. Now, that is not messing around. That's some serious business. The battery capacity has gone from 13 to 20 kilowatt hours usable. Hell's bells, my first Renault Zoe had about 20 kilowatt hours usable, and this is in a plug-in hybrid in an Audi A3, quite a small vehicle. This is the 40 spec, because you know Audi give their vehicles numbers. This is the 40 TFSI, and DC fast charging, 50 kilowatts. Not sure plug-in hybrids should have DC fast charging, but there we go. But as long as people, you know, don't block chargers and stuff and are considerate, it has an electric power system that will do electric only up to 87 miles an hour or 140 kph. The electric motor itself is 114 brake horsepower, and that's before you even talk about the 1.5-litre petrol engine. 0 to 62 miles an hour in 7.4 seconds, and Audi not confirming if the 45 spec will come to the UK. That's got a bigger 268 brake horsepower engine like the Golf GTE. But either way, pre-orders start now for £39,150 in Sport, S-Line or Premium Black Edition trim on the Audi A3 with almost 100 miles of electric range, which is very, very good. If you use that plug-in hybrid as you should, careful, air quotes, should do, and plug it in every night and always leave home with 100% battery, that engine's not going to be coming on very much. Now, take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk on the podcast about another EV network closing down and why Australia has a rising interest in electric vehicles. Stick around, back in a mo.
This podcast is sponsored by iQbar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20. This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.
Well, if you're all about saving time and being efficient with your time, that's a great reason to be a Patreon supporter of this podcast, because you get an ad-free feed, so you skip all the ads. Go to patreon.com/evnewsdaily. Well, new information is emerging today about the Denza N9. That's the premium range from BYD. It's their flagship SUV, and regulatory information being posted online. I can see right now that the vehicle's weight surpasses 3 tonnes, curb weight of either 3,100 kilograms or 3,250 kilograms. The N9 is their big top-end luxury SUV, plug-in hybrid or full electric. The SUV is 5.3 metres long, over 2 metres wide, over 1.8 metres tall. It's a big old beast of a vehicle, and it has a tri-motor setup, even in the plug-in hybrid. And so front motor, 200 kilowatts, two rear motors, 240 kilowatts each, and it has a BYD FinDreams blade battery of 47 kilowatt hours. So we're talking about how big the Audi A3 battery was. Yeah, double it in a bit. And that's what you get inside the Denza N9. We've seen it floating around London without camouflage. So we think it'll come to Western markets and hopefully in right-hand drive as well, with that big continuous tail light, just the Denza logo. So see what BYD are playing around with there and when it gets released. Now, the French energy firm Engie has revealed its intention to liquidate the EV Box business, the charging infrastructure company based in Amsterdam. They bought EV Box back in 2017. Faced losses and are now shutting the whole thing down. Operations in the Netherlands, Germany and the United States all going. 30 of the 700 jobs will be preserved. And EV Box has served over 20,000 business clients. And the future of EV Box's charging is unclear at the moment. Since their founding in 2010, they've installed 500,000 charging stations globally. And now the French are saying, we can't make it work. We're shutting the thing down, in a striking similarity to what happened about a week or 10 days ago with the Italian Enel business, just walking away from their US business and what they bought around a similar time, actually, the Juice Box business. Now, a recent report from Nielsen reveals a growing interest in EVs among Aussie consumers. Approximately 520,000 Australians, or 15%, of the 3.4 million individuals planning to buy a car in the next 12 months want to purchase an EV. That's interesting. A 15% EV intention is very good. And environmental concerns play a significant role of the increased interest. The data shows 74% of potential EV buyers believe that they positively impact the environment by driving an EV. 72% of likely EV buyers are enthusiastic about electric vehicles. Over half, 56%, are seriously thinking about going fully electric. great news there as the word spreads to Australia. Now, I mentioned this at the beginning of the podcast. The boss of Stellantis, the CEO Carlos Tavares, who we now know is leaving in 2026 and retiring, has already started his farewell tour. Much work to be done before then, by the way, before he leaves. And I can already tell that he's thinking about his legacy because on the sidelines of the Paris Motor Show this week, he's been talking about electric vehicles. They are essential for the auto industry's future to solve environmental challenges. He wants a swift move to EV, and he's criticised others who are trying to slow walk into EV. He believes the shift is necessary, and he said this, and I quote, "We want to be on the right side of history in terms of contributing to fixing the global warming issue," end quote. Sounds like a man thinking about his legacy to me. He wants to be on the right side of history, remembered well. What will we do in 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years looking back? Will we be happy that we slow-walked our way into emissions regulations, into moving to EV, into cleaning up the air around our towns and cities for children that are growing up with asthma, particularly in areas over-indexing on areas that are socially, economically disadvantaged? Often, certainly in the US, the data points show areas of colour as well, significant health impact as well. We look back on that as a time of pride where we went, ha ha, but the car makers told us they needed a little more time because they might not make as much money. Or will, like Carlos Tavares, the rest of us go, we're glad we made that transition. It was difficult at times as well. It was bumpy along the way. It was good work that had to be done. Now, electric vehicles, the shift to electric vehicles are still getting dragged in with less than 3 weeks to go into the 2024 election in the US. The nominees, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, emphasizing the economic issues from either side. In Michigan, where the automotive industry employs about 392,000 people, 7% of the state's workforce, Harris has been arguing for investment in EV technology. Trump contends that if you move to EVs, everyone's going to lose their jobs. Recent studies, though, that one from the University of Michigan, so there's no sort of axe to grind here, it's a university study. The data from this shows that job losses feared by EV critics won't occur. The research indicates that manufacturing EVs requires more labour than traditional gas-powered cars in the early years throughout the supply chain. And maybe not in the final vehicle, but certainly all along the way. Rapid, widespread loss of employment at vehicle assembly plants is a much smaller risk than many fear, says the two engineers who did this study. Also pointing to various job impacts in the supply chain, especially in battery cell production. Research from Carnegie Mellon University and McKinsey & Company predicts that moving to an all-EV market would actually generate between 71,000 and 107,000 new jobs in the supply chain in the United States. That's fascinating information, isn't it? So battling some of the very heated language that we see around electric vehicles in this election. I'll be glad when it's all over, by the way, and whoever you get as president in the US, you get who you vote for. As my late dad used to say, I never really understood that until, life takes its twists and turns and you grow up. But when I was growing up, maybe when I started to vote, he always had this phrase, so you get what you vote for. And I was like, yeah, it's obvious, Dad. Yeah, stay in the obvious. Come on, and now he's not around for me anymore. But he always said, you get what you vote for. That's interesting. So we'll see what America votes for, and then we'll see what America gets. But that's an interesting phrase that sort of makes you more pragmatic when, the other side, as it were, over the years. Dad was a big Labour man, by the way, big union man. He marched on Downing Street for the ambulance service back in the 90s, would that have been? So maybe the 80s, very anti-Thatcher. So you can tell Dad's politics. Be very interesting to see how the next few weeks pans out and what happens afterwards. But we'll try and track the data and take some of the heat out of the language as well. Now, a couple more stories. The Nissan Ariya Nismo is now on order. It went on order yesterday, by the way. So if you want to get your Nissan Ariya Nismo in the UK, base price of £56,000. That's £1,700 higher than the previous top model. It's still £3,500 less than a Model Y Performance, but it's a bit less of a car than a Model Y Performance. You get the Nismo stealth grey colour that you would also get on a Nissan GTR, I think. And also You get the dual motor system, 429 horsepower, which is 40 horsepower up on the previous model, 0 to 62 miles an hour, 5 seconds, and compared to competitors like, say, Kia EV6, Hyundai Ioniq 5N, Tesla Model 3 Performance, or Model Y Performance, rather, it's down a little bit on those, you know, headline specs, but if you like the Aria, and it's a very, very good car, that eForce all-wheel drive system, 60-40 rear power distribution for a bit more sportiness, and then that could be a very good option for you. And good news, I mentioned earlier in the week about Kia investing in Europe, in actually the Slovakian plant. Bit of extra data coming out of that story. Kia confirming Mark Hedrich, the president and CEO of Kia Europe, talking about the plans and that vehicle production itself, because I was talking about motor production and parts and stuff like that with Hyundai Mobis, their parts supplier, but Kia will actually begin vehicle production at the Žilina facility in Slovakia. No specific date for production launch announced. They put $109 million equivalent into that plant to make the EV3, EV4, and EV5. Oh, and the new sort of refreshed Niro EV as well. But the EV3, 4, and 5, certainly for European buyers, will be made in Slovakia, and production starts very soon. Oh, I think the Casper as well. Hyundai are ramping up their EV production. That's in Czech, though, isn't it? That's the Czech plant. And the Casper should start production soon as well. They've been preparing to launch that before the end of the year. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks, as always, to all of our Patreon supporters. We could not do this without you. And you can get your name on the Hall of Fame. You can be on the list of legends if you want to. And that is exec producers and above. It means every single day, everyone in the world can go to evnewsdaily.com, have a look at your name up in lights, and know that you support this podcast. Thanks very much to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from Nevo.ie and the Nevo EV Review Island YouTube channel, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. I'll see you tomorrow for Sunday's edition. Have a good one. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.